This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis says there are nearly 14,000 cases of COVID-19 in Colorado. 695 people have died. Meanwhile, ER doctors say non-COVID patients with serious medical issues are waiting days before going to the hospital. Governor Polis says don't fear the hospital.
Seek out that medical care. If you would have gone to the hospital in January or February, don't let the fear of COVID prevent you from seeking out the medical treatment that you may need today or the testing, because we don't want to see more people die of non-COVID causes just because they're fearful of COVID.
Hospitals have created protocols to ensure COVID patients are treated separately from ones seeking care for other medical needs. Some business owners have mixed reactions to the new statewide Safer at Home order in effect today. Greeley liquor store owner Heather Beam told Colorado Matters she's trying new things to keep customers.
We're going to start experimenting with some drive-in comedy shows in our parking lot on Saturday nights. So things like that, where we can try to do things that we can do very safely, keep people in their cars and still provide people with a little bit of fun.
The National Park Service is giving Colorado $64,000 to preserve a World War II internment camp. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports.
Officials say Colorado Preservation Incorporated will use the money to give visitors a better understanding of living conditions at the Amache site in Grenada in southeastern Colorado. More than $3 million in grants were awarded to preserve similar sites across the country. NPS says the projects will help tell the stories of the more than 120,000 Japanese Americans imprisoned by the federal government after the attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Officials say the congressional district that includes northern Metro Denver leads the state with nearly 65% of census forms returned. The lowest response rate is on the western slope at 45%. Colorado remains ahead of most of the country in responding to the census. 76 degrees, a few clouds in the Denver area, increasing clouds as the night goes along, down to 50 degrees. It'll be sunny and windy tomorrow. Highs around 75 degrees for Denver. This is CPR News.